In this session, we turn to Mary Magdalene and the theme of courageous devotion. Mary Magdalene helps us see that confidence around men is not only about composure, boundaries, or public speech. It is also about what happens after healing. It is about whether a woman will continue to live from her old shame or whether she will become a steady, devoted witness of Jesus Christ. Mary Magdalene is introduced as a woman from whom Jesus had cast out 7 demons. Luke records, "Soon afterwards, he went about through cities and villages, preaching and bringing the good news of God's kingdom. With him were the 12 and certain women who had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities. Mary, who was called Magdalene, from whom 7 demons had gone out." Luke 8, 1-2, Web. That is important. Mary's story begins with real need and real deliverance. She was not healed because she was impressive. She was healed because Jesus had mercy on her. But after that mercy, she did not remain defined by brokenness. She became a loyal follower. She stayed near Jesus. She became part of the company of women who supported the ministry. Her healing moved toward devotion. This matters for women today because many women carry histories that affect how they stand around men. Some have known rejection. Some have known fear. Some have known exploitation, confusion, shame, spiritual oppression, or emotional pain. Some women become timid around men because of the past. Others become performative. Others become hardened. But Mary Magdalene shows a woman whose life was not frozen in what had happened to her. She became a witness. Her devotion is especially striking at the cross and resurrection. When many others scattered in fear, Mary Magdalene remained near. John records that she came early to the tomb while it was still dark. Her devotion was not casual. It was courageous. She loved Jesus enough to stay near painful places. This is a powerful lesson in confidence. A woman formed by Christ does not become fearless because she has never suffered. She becomes steady because Jesus has become greater than the forces that once ruled her. Healing is not merely relief. It is reordering. It is becoming the kind of woman who can stay faithful even when men fail, fear rises, and the situation feels dark. For women serving in ministry, Mary Magdalene is also a model of steadfast witness. A woman may have a past. She may have been misunderstood. She may carry memories that once shaped her identity. But if Christ has brought redemption, she need not live as though her story disqualifies her from devotion, ministry readiness, or public faithfulness. She must live truthfully, yes. She must remain humble, yes. But she does not need to remain psychologically bowed before other people's categories. Mary Magdalene also teaches women how to remain centered around men who are afraid, confused, or absent. The male disciples themselves struggled deeply in the crucifixion and resurrection scenes. Yet Mary remained devoted. Her steadiness was not based on whether the men around her were spiritually strong in that moment. Her steadiness was rooted in Christ. What not to do? Do not make your past your permanent identity. Do not assume that healing means fragility forever. Do not believe that because men failed you, all men define your future. Do not become cynical, flirtatious, or self-protective in ways that keep you from holy devotion. Do not turn your testimony into shame. Do not turn your wounds into your name. Instead, become the kind of woman who stays near Jesus. Mary Magdalene shows us that a healed woman can become a loyal woman, a brave woman, and a witnessing woman. That is part of becoming confident around men. You are no longer standing there to be defined by fear, shame, or male reaction. You are standing there as a woman who has been met by Christ and made new.